that being God himself. Paul's talking about how he originally was against Jesus and made it his mission to stop Jesus' story from spreading. And then he has this amazing encounter with Christ on the road to Damascus. And that changes everything that he is, including his name. King Agrippa is confronted with the truth of Paul's story, and the king finds no fault with him. Here's three things about this encounter with the king that Paul had. The first one is this. Paul was bold in sharing the gospel. He didn't hold back. Later on in Acts, we find out Acts 28, verses 30 and 31. For 2 whole years, Paul stayed there in Rome, in his own rented house, and welcomed all who came to see him. And here's the key. He proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. What a great testimony. And I hope that that's your testimony as well. A, that your house is a welcoming place. And B, that you, like Paul, are somebody who will proclaim and share the truth about Jesus with boldness and without hindrance. 2 Corinthians 3:12 says, when we have hope in the Lord, we can be bold. But here's the cool thing about allowing the Holy Spirit to work through you as you are being bold. God promises us in Joshua 1:9, and I know that this verse can get taken out of context a whole lot, but I do truly believe that this applies to what we're talking about today. God promises Joshua, he says, have I not commanded you? He says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Friends, if you're ever in a situation where you feel like you can't be bold, remember Joshua 1:9. God's with you. Right? Remember Hebrews, I will never leave you or forsake you. God's with you. In fact, the Bible even says that he'll give us the words to say. But that doesn't excuse us from remembering it. 2 Timothy 1:6 and 7. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. God's given us this power, this characteristic to be bold when we invite him to come with us as we share his story. Paul was bold in sharing the gospel. Paul told the truth. 2 Timothy 2:15, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Yeah, again, it was so interesting as Paul stood there, as we saw in the video, he could very well have shied away from the king. Have any of you ever stood in front of the queen? I mean, maybe you have, I don't know. But I got to tell you, it would probably be a pretty nervous situation. It would be pretty nerve-wracking. And yet here was Paul, unashamed, not ashamed, and he was correctly handling the word of truth. Paul wrote this in Romans 1. He said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. Paul had no fear. Paul had no shame. Paul had no hindrance in terms of being bold with the gospel. And why would he? After seeing that encounter with Jesus, after having his life completely changed from the inside out, Paul has no reason to be ashamed. And I think there's a lot we need to learn from that. Be a truth teller through the power of God and don't be ashamed of it. Finally, Paul shared his story, the good and the bad. You know, some of us here this morning might be thinking to ourselves, I can't share my story with other people because this or this or this has happened. Or I've done this or this or this. And you know something? All of us can fill in those blanks. All of us have done things that we can be and maybe even should be ashamed of. But that's all part of our story. And the best part of our story is that God forgives that. And we can share that story with others. 1 Peter 3:15, but in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. So friends, be ready to share your story. there are people who need to hear it. There are people in your life who need to hear your story. Ephesians 2:8. Again, these are the words of the same Paul that we've been talking about. He says this. He says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves, it is a gift from God." We've got nothing to do with our salvation. In fact, we've got nothing to do with the whole good news. That's all God's part. And it's only by grace that we can have salvation. It's only by grace that we have the power to share our story. And friends, we need to make ourselves available to share our story. I love the Psalms. The Psalms are full of people sharing their stories, the good and the bad. Here's just a few verses I've taken out of Psalm. Psalm 22, 22, and 66, 16. When talking about what God has done for them, the writers use words like declare or tell or shout. 66, 16 says, "Come and listen, all of you who fear God, and I will tell you what he did for me." Wouldn't that be a great mission to have in your life? Call people to you and tell them what God's done for you. And here's the key, I think, to this whole point. If we are going to share our story, we need to make sure that we're sharing with people who need to hear it. Romans 10:14 says, "How then can they call on the one they've not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching it to them?" People need to hear how God's saving grace has changed your life. People need to hear your story of how God has changed your life. Psalm 71:15, "I will declare your righteousness and your salvation every day." The psalmist ends the sentence saying this, "Though I do not fully understand what the outcome will be." The psalmist is saying, it doesn't matter to me whether it's going to be whether there are good circumstances or bad circumstances for me. I'm going to declare the word of God every day. I will declare your righteousness and your salvation every day. Even when you don't know what's going to happen in your life, and none of us do, don't stop sharing your story in the good times and the bad times. So friends, live like you're part of a bigger story. I brought along our slide this morning. You can hardly see it because it's the yellow one. But this is our bottom line from Thursday. This is the thing that we wanted kids to go home with on Thursday. Live like you're part of a bigger story. So the question we need to end with is this. How does your story fit into God's bigger story? How does your story fit into God's bigger story? I just want to make sure we have enough time this morning. I think we're doing good. I didn't prepare anybody for this, but I thought this would be a good time for us to really answer that question. How does your story fit into God's bigger story? Do you have a short story to share today? I've got the microphone in my hand. Do you have a short story today to share how your story, even this week, has fit into God's story? I'd love for us to share that with each other. Do you have one? And again, I'm emphasizing short. Short. Thank you, Christina. All right. Well, like I said, your story is a part of God's bigger story. And with the example of Paul and others, don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid to share your story. Because there are people in your life who need to hear it. There are people in your life who are going through maybe some similar things that you've gone through. And they will be blessed by your story, by how God is working in your life. And that'll be my prayer for us as we go forward from here today. Let me pray to end our message. Claire's got one more song for us. Father, we thank you for the example that Paul had in front of King Agrippa. We thank you for his boldness, for the example of him telling the truth, for the example of his story, the good and the bad. And God, all of us have a similar story to that, don't we? where there have been ups and downs, there have been good times and bad times, and there are some stuff maybe that we are ashamed of, that we do need to ask forgiveness for. But ultimately, God, we do know that our story can help others. And our story is only complete with you. We thank you for your saving grace, for your salvation. We thank you that despite all the goods and bads, you still love us. You still gave your son for us. And you still want to have a relationship with us. And God, we thank you for that story. We thank you for your story. In your son's name we pray. Amen.